Whack. I wanted to have music in the background. It's gonna be all staticky, whatever. Can't hear what the hell's going on. Welcome everybody and myself. I don't speak like this ever. This is not how I talk. I just finished my hike, guys. This is the first auto buying coach podcast from the car. So awesome. The car on that first business card too, actually. So double awesome. everybody, you've been getting screwed really, really hard. I used to sell cars just as some background, and I got out. I got out because I didn't like what I saw. I liked that I was good at it. That was fucking awesome. But I couldn't perform to the highest level as a salesman because I felt bad taking advantage of people. It felt like taking advantage of people. There was also the adjustment period, and there's some like traps that'll come up as a salesman. There's mental traps. You start believing in luck. You change strategies because of what you're running into. You run into a bunch of potential clients and they're not clients. And that feels like bad luck. So you change tactics and you can get into ruts that they're not good to get into anyway. I learned all about that my first year. I learned a lot. I actually, as conceited as I've always been, I think I am one of the best salesmen I've ever seen. I've seen some pretty fucking good salesmen. Anyway, sorry for the ramble or whatever. I just smoked. So you guys know who I am. I'm Armando. I like to smoke and hike. I just did that. It was nice. It was nice. There was a cute girl. She was with her mom though, so I didn't try to talk to her. And I got the idea for this goddamn podcast. It was awesome. It felt good, so I'm gonna make it. It's a long, long story, guys. And especially with these rambles, it's gonna take me a while to get through it. But I'll find a way. I was gonna type it out. I have a website, theautobuyingcoach.com. www.theautobuyingcoach.com. Anyway, I have that website, and I've been posting articles detailing certain things that I think are important to help me sell, honestly. But there's gonna be a lot more. It just started. Fuck, I'm high, guys. I do this to my friends a lot. I'll be talking, I lose my train of thought, and I give up on it easily. I'll get it back. Sorry. I'm on my way to pick up Danny right now. Woo! For the first podcast ever, I'm fucked up. Sorry, not very professional. I was excited. And I couldn't not let this happen. Actually, I apologize for the recording. It's gonna be shitty. Very, very shitty. I have background music, staticky background music that might get me sued. I hope not. Sorry, guys. And you'll hear my car. But this is the first podcast, guys. I promise the next ones will be better. I'll tell you all about what I fucking went through. I know it seems conceited of me. It is conceited of me to think that my story is worth telling. But I think it's worth telling, just so people know. There's a stereotype. Man, I wrote this shit. I wrote this shit on the website, so I'll just leave it at that. I don't want you to go visit the website. I'm just saying it's already out there, and I'm not going to put it on the first ever podcast. About to pick up Danny. I wonder if I should leave it recording. I might leave it recording. I don't know if the app continues to record on sleep mode, and I'm not trying to ask Danny for permission to record his ass. So if I put my phone to sleep and you can still hear us talking, then great. The podcast will continue. But I am almost there. I'm about to smoke them out. So I just got back from my trip to Vegas. What was it? 3 days. 3 days Vegas. At the link. that hotel, I won't say anything bad about it because we had an amazing time, but save your pennies, guys. And well, I mean, I don't not recommend it. I like the hotel. Maybe I like the experience, and the hotel was a giant part of it. So thank you, The Link. I'm not sponsored by anybody. Just getting to Danny's house. I will put you on standby, and I will go tell him all about this Vegas trip, and we will smoke and talk some nonsense. I don't know. Danny, I've known since I was 4. I don't know. Very young. Oh, shit. He's already outside. All right, guys. Bye. First podcast ever. Auto Buying Coach. Love you. Ooh, este güey. He's unloading the groceries. Oh, shit. I think it continued recording. Awesome. I just did a little drive-by. He was outside unloading groceries. So I'll wait a little. I just did a U-turn, about to pick him up. I see Victor. Victorito. Victor's Danny's brother-in-law. He's cool. Okay, guys. Bye. Victor! ¿Qué?
I'm gonna get those up from my car.
Oh. He said, let me get the drugs from my car. Okay. Oh. What's up? Do you see a bag, a white bag?
I think I have weed.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh no, I have a bottle. We're gonna drink a little bit. I think if there's any left, I didn't check right here.
Julio? Did you guys drink some of it?
We drank some of that on the way back. I forgot we had it. My brother-in-law Chris.
Yeah.
He gave me that shit.
No, fucking, I went to Javier today.
Oh, nice.
That was like, I had to tell you guys something. Like, I'm not gonna pay you guys hourly no more. Okay. Nothing for commission. I'm like, all right, cool. I don't care. But like, yeah, because I don't think it's fair, this and this and that, that I'm paying you guys, and then you guys get extra of this. I'm like, I completely understand. I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Like,
he said he was going to pay us what we learned. I feel like I learned.
Yeah, I feel like I learned. I'm like, I don't care. Like, you just told me you're going to do this. I don't care. Like, you're the boss, man. I don't care. And you've been honest with me since day one, so I don't care what you tell me.
Yep.
Like, I feel you. I'm like, job is going slow. We haven't gotten no leads. And the leads that we get, just like, it's bullshit. We don't even get them. Like,
well, now exactly. We're getting them, though. Now we're going to get them.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, but like right no, but there, I told, like, we haven't gotten them, you know? Like, oh, no, yeah, like, I've been doing this and this and that. Like, I could completely understand. I mean, like, get out the top. I know where you're coming from. You have to make money, too.
Yeah.
And you can't be making, like, just paying us just to...
Yeah.
Being doing nothing. Like, I understand where you're coming from. Like, yeah, I'm like, okay. And you start getting happy. It's like, yeah, I'm like, whatever. I'm like, okay, I get you. I like how to steal your money. What the fuck? Well, I'm trying to get you money, and I'm trying to get myself money, too.
Yeah, he's giving us a chance to make big-ass money.
Like, I understand, like, and I'm like, well, just get it this way, like, if we were guys getting, the contracts and everything, and the business was getting money, like, I wouldn't care. I would fucking pay you guys just to be here.
He doesn't even have to say any of that. That's
what I told him. I'm like, it's okay. You don't have to tell me. Yeah, but I kept on telling him that. But he kept on talking, so I'm like, fuck it. Just let him talk, you know?
Yeah.
And then at the end, he's like,
I would just interrupt it. Okay, whatever.
But yeah, it's like at the end he was like, so how's your days or what? Well, it's been pretty good. I'm like, been watching the games pretty much, that's it. I'm like, been working with my dad, but since it's all in LA, I guess still get to watch like half of the games and shit.
Yeah. Did you watch the Mexico games?
Nah, this
one?
The Mexico game, I saw the whole thing.
Oh.
I told him, like, I saw the whole Mexico thing because my dad is obviously Mexican, he watches it.
Yeah.
So he watched the whole thing, but that shit got me pissed off. But like, I told him I'd rather have gone to work.
I wish I watched it.
Nah, that shit was...
I would have been...
No.
Were you scared? Because they weren't eliminated.
No. I was fucked. I started getting scared after the second goal. After the second goal, it said, Avitaram Gacho. Like, it was hardcore.
Fuck.
The first goal, you would still see them, like, try to push.
Yeah.
But they were sloppy. Like, they were, I guess, I don't know, nervous or some shit. I don't know. But, oh, there's no secret spots right here. You're, like, in the danger zone. Yeah, they're gonna get shot. But, yep. You just get out of the nose. But anyway.
Really?
That is, they're at the trouble dip.
Oh?
Apparently.
But they come out here and shoot people? I mean,
I don't know. But apparently, that's what they say. I don't know.
My friend Jordan told me he got pulled over by some guy like that. I don't know. He parked. He parked to pick up his friend.
Yeah.
In front of his friend's house around there.
Yeah.
And the guy came out and he's, well, some other guy from next door. And he's like, hey, what are you doing? And Jordan, he's nice. He's like, oh, I'm just here trying to get my friend, man. Like, what's going on? And then he pulls his gun out on him and he's like, oh shit. And I don't know what happened. I forgot. Sick. But, well, nothing happened to Jordan. He took off.
Yeah, that's scary.
But yeah. Yeah, you told me that shit happened to you too. So fuck that.
That's it. No, yeah, but like Mexico is playing sloppy. Like for me, since the start, that ref right away gives Mexico a yellow card. Yeah, it wasn't even like supposed to be a yellow card. But Saladio, like, what the fuck? It was like, it's just little, that's never a yellow card. What the fuck? Especially like 2-3 minutes in. Like, wow. Get the fuck out of here.
Who got it?
Galindo, Gallendo, whatever, Galien. Some new guy, I don't know.
Gallardo?
That guy. I forgot it. So they started doing that. And since from right there, Mexico looked like they said, like, fuck, let's just tie up the game. Like, just leave it as a tie.
Yeah.
They're like, fuck, these fools are just gonna do that. But they were getting there, and fucking Vela was the one that missed, like, 3 open shots.
How were they playing in the beginning? Were they offensive, or were they trying to, like, hold on to the tie?
They were balanced, you could say. Like, they were holding it, but once they got the opening, they will take off. Like, once they saw that
opening. So they're playing the same against everybody. Yeah. They just got fucking killed.
Yeah, they just got killed, but this time it was just like.
Like bad luck.
No, I think because after the first goal, they didn't know what to do, kind of. Like, they just lost it. I don't know. The first goal, they were sloppier. And then the second goal, cayó, like, it was a fucked up goal for the VA shit thing. They called a penalty, which is, it wasn't even a penalty at all. It was pretty much like how
it was a penalty. I saw it.
It wasn't a penalty.
That was Moreno, right?
Yeah.
He slid. He didn't attack the guy, but he slid.
He slid and the guy went. He put his foot on the way for he could slide in and then he dove. It wasn't a fucking foul.
It was weird.
It wasn't a penalty.
It was a foul.
It was a foul. No.
It was a penalty.
If you would have seen that replay, it would have been like exactly how Robin did with Rafa Marquez.
But there's contact.
So he saw his foot go like this and he's like, fuck it. Tip over.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happened.
He gave him the chance to do it.
The ball was.
And it was a close tackle. Nah. He tried to pull out of it. He knew he fucked up. He tried to pull out of it.
Nah.
It was too late. The guy had his chance. He fucking took it. This is what you wanted.
Exactly. What are you but your VAR was the shit that's supposed to help it out to not happen.
It was too close.
And there
what
it is.
What the fuck?
He didn't even check.
But it was a foul. It was a foul.
But he could have gone and checked, double checked.
He did.
He did it with the mano.
Yeah, somebody
but
told
he didn't me. Do it the second time. The second time, everybody in the announcers were even saying it. Arturandale, go check the VAR. That's not a foul. They were like old
the
refs.
People must have been convinced.
No,
there were
old
refs. That they're like, this is a foul, clearly. And they were like, whatever. And they told the arbitro like that, and he was like, all right, fuck it. Like, they said it's clear,
you didn't see the game.
I'm not even going to look at
the game.
I'm going to
say that shit was not a foul at all. And even the announcers, even there were
I saw old the replays refs. Of it. I saw the replays of it.
Yeah, but the old refs even said right there, that's not a foul. He should go check on that shit. Double check. And they didn't. And then even fucking Javier said it like, pretty much that penalty that gave up, that shit was no foul.
Yeah. Like, I saw it. Said, I saw no the foul. Controversy. I saw all of it. And I was like,
there is no foul.
I get it. No foul, I get why they gave it to him. I get it.
Yeah, I get it why, but it was no foul.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I don't like
but
those kinds
of fouls. They should have gone over there. If they're going to use that VAR bullshit, go check.
Yeah.
You know? Go check that shit out, nigga.
But that's going to cut the game every time. Every time somebody's going to be like, hey, go fucking check.
That's
he
what they
pushed
want.
Me.
That's
he
what,
touched me.
That's what they want.
This guy poked me in the butt. Go
that's,
look.
That's what
that
they
shit
want.
Happens, too.
That's what they want.
Fuck.
That's what they want and that's what you like.
What if they're...
So that's what, like, I don't know. I told you, that's like, fuck it, like, controversy, this is what I like, but you said, like, nah. neck.
Wait, this is supposed to help clear it up, but not for like, it's gonna get better. Just give it time. Yeah. It's gonna get better.
But anyways, that shit was, after that second goal was like hopeless. And then they scored the third goal and that was it. And then they put it, the Corona, the Catico, whatever his name is. That guy made shit happen, kind of, but it was already too late.
Yeah, that's what everyone's saying. Yeah. That's why they're criticizing Osorio again. People, they're so fucking...
Yeah, they're hypocrites.
Yeah.
They're too fast.
Like, watch everything. Then make your decision.
Yup. Let's see how far he gets. And everybody's already saying that Brazil's gonna slaughter them. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Okay, we were told me that. I'm like, they're not gonna do shit.
He's just going based on like popularity.
Or like how he sees the game is going or some shit.
Does he watch it?
He says he has.
Is he a soccer fan or?
He's like, whatever. His brother's a soccer fan.
Okay, so. And no offense to Javier, but I don't think he knows enough.
Yeah, that's what I told him. But I told him again. He told me today, he's like, what do you think is gonna make it to the final? He just told me like that. But like, to tell you the truth, like, what I'm like 100%, Croatia's gonna make it to the final. Because from what I've seen, those fools have been playing badass.
Yeah.
And it's, those fools have been going through everything like smoothly. Everything's working smoothly for them.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Is there gonna be a gas station coming up? Yeah, right?
Yeah. Okay. If we keep this side.
So make a turn?
Yeah. And there's like, that's it, if you like, if that's how you see it, you know?
Yeah.
Croatia has the easiest way and they have the easiest bracket to go through easily. Those fools could fuck those fools over nasty. Like, who do you think is gonna be the second guy?
I think there's a bunch of good games. Like, yeah. The top bracket is like, supposedly it's the stronger bracket, and it is, sort of. I like it more because Mexico's working in there. But the bottom half, they're both strong.
But still, like, how people see it, Croatia has an easier way to get in there.
Mexico, imagine. Who do they gotta beat? Next, Japan or Belgium?
Yo.
And then hopefully fucking Argentina.
That's what I told my dad.
We take their asses out.
That's what I told my dad.
And
I'm like,
then Croatia.
I'm like, look, Armando had his fucking shit straight. He said like, he said that Mexico was gonna beat Germany 4-0. He almost got it right. He just needed three more goals. But like, he just did it like three more. Then he said he wanted it a badass bracket. He wants to play Brazil and Argentina. There it is. Argentina just has to make it. And then on the other side, just let the best team come.
I hope it's England.
I doubt England is going to.
I know they're not the best team, whatever, but just on, like,
the
name, I want them to kill England in the final or anybody that has a big name on the other side.
Yep.
Take them out. That'll be crazy.
I've been telling you, I told Javier, too, like, with the Mexico game, like, don't count Mexico out with Brazil, man. Mexico has beaten them in the 98 Confederation Cup. Boom! Everybody doubted them. They won that shit.
They just won the Olympics.
Yeah, they beat those fools in the Olympics. To tell you the truth, they beat those fools in the 17 fucking 2017 fucking World Cup.
Yeah.
And they beat them like 3-1, I think.
Yeah.
Olympics. And they stayed at zero.
That was this
at
team right now, actually. Gio
exactly.
Vela.
That's what I'm saying. And I'm like, and they kept those motherfuckers at zero at Brazil. At their own house. When everybody thought they're gonna get slaughtered, so fuck that shit. The one that has is the underdog is them.
They're scared.
They're more scared. I feel like they're more scared. I feel like Neymar, that fool's being a little bitch right now that doesn't want to get hit. Because I don't know if
he's getting
him.
Hit a lot.
That's what I'm saying. He's getting hit and he's starting to get scared because his foot.
Fuck.
He's getting scared of that. So, like as soon as it gets to him, he's like. Releases the bar, just try to do
Mexico
something.
Mexico doesn't play dirty though.
But they have to do something right there.
Yeah, they might have a plan.
Yeah.
They might
and
have a plan.
And I told them, like, all they have to do is just keep that fool in check like that, leave them scared, and just hold on to Coutinho because that fool's the one that's doing damage.
Fuck. I haven't seen their games.
Coutinho's just the only guy that's doing the damage because he's in his level, but if Pico control Neymar, like, just go at him like 2-3 llegadas que le llegas fuerte. He's gonna be scared. And then he just control Coutinho.
But who do we have? Who do we have that's like an enforcer? Moreno could do it. Nah, Moreno, he doesn't hit people.
Yeah, he could.
Yeah, he gets angry.
Moreno could do it.
Herrera.
I hate to say it, but Rafa Marquez supposed to play. Just to stick to someone.
Stick on Coutinho?
Yeah. No. Or just somebody to like
break his ankles.
Yeah. Because Rafa knows how to get at you like cleanly. But yeah, sometimes Rafa will go catch you all clean, and yeah, he's gonna go catch you nasty.
Nah.
Like without the ref checking up on you. But I don't know what they have. It's gonna be a good game, I know that for sure.
I don't know, I could U-turn here.
It's gonna be a badass game for sure though. I told everybody they got this.
When is it? Monday?
Yeah, Monday. Mexico should not have no pressure. They should be calm.
They're scared right now.
Relax.
Because their shit didn't work. I gotta watch that game.
They have to let that shit pass. Fuck it.
They have to keep playing how they're playing.
Yeah. I just come back how you guys were playing in the first two games. You guys will be good.
But you're saying they tried it. They did it for the first half.
In the first half, they were just there. Like, they were trying to control the game. Try to keep it boring. But once they get to Vela would try, he would shoot. Vela was actually the only one that was shooting.
Okay. So maybe that was part of the plan?
But
control the ball until Vela gets a shot?
That fool missed his goals like 3 times. And then after that, I was like, they should change them. And then as soon as I said that, that's when they started scoring. And then after that, they scored. It was over.
Fuck.
It's weird. I don't know. You just have to see it pretty quick.
I want to watch it.
You missed it.
I was knocked out.
I'm telling you that. And then I switched it. I'm like, fuck it. Let's see how's the other game we're doing. As soon as I switched it, I see the corner, 90 minutes. Boom, boom, goal. Goal. I'm like, oh, shit, I did it. They fucking did it. And then, like, they did the VAR because they said it was offside. I'm like, no, don't take it away. No, don't give that chance. They looked and they took forever. And then they saw that a German team guy passed it back. So as soon as they do that, and if you're offside, it still counts because...
Oh, yeah.
The other guy's just giving it up.
Yeah.
So he did it and he just kicked it like that. And he made it. And then the ref's like, dee! And then he thought that it's a goal. Like, yes!
That's crazy.
And then my sister like, put it on the other game and see if the fans have noticed. As soon as I twitched it, pop fucking bottle popping everywhere. I'm like, oh shit.
Fuck. I saw videos of that. That's
fucking
crazy.
Yeah, that shit was tight. I'm like, oh my god. But the Korean saved us, fool.
That shit would have been so badass to watch in Vegas.
You fucked up.
I fucked up. I was. Okay, hold on.
Did you see the Argentina game?
I didn't see shit.
No. You mean badass.
I wanted to see the Mexico game over there.
The only game that it was cool to miss was, I guess, the English and Belgium game. Apparently that was I think so. Apparently that was the only one that sucked, but Belgium still managed to win 1-0. And they're like, in within 48 games, this is like the first time that the World Cup has not gotten a tie at 0-0 yet.
But they got it.
They have it. They still have it.
Didn't they get it already?
No. Who?
I thought somebody tied 0-0.
Who?
I don't know.
Nobody.
I thought I read a headline that it finally took this long to get it.
Nah.
So it still hasn't.
No, nobody has it. Everybody thought like Morongo and Iran, like all the chichis were gonna fucking stay at 0, but no.
Badass World Cup.
Yes, everybody's fucking scoring. It's a surprising World Cup.
Yeah.
Let's see. What the fuck is this?
What the fuck? I don't know. Oh, salt. If you want some salt to throw that shit in your mouth.
That's pussy shit.
We had just got there. They checked us in. And they gave us the bottle. They said, we drank like half of it. We were throwing up in the bathtub.
It should look like it was half of it.
Is it still half?
Yeah. Yes.
We didn't drink that much. It was just me and Kristen.
Mm.
We drank
who
a shitload.
Who went?
Me.
You,
I have a picture of the group.
You,
is it going to kill this thing? Oh, no. It records in the background. It does. Awesome.
What was it?
I have a fucking picture.